I don't know how it happened. Now that I'm gone, I hope I never hear it, baby, just in case I'm wrong. Turn on your record player, listen to my song. Turn on your nightlight,
Jill?
Yeah, and this is Sauerkraut, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Question mark?
Exclamation point. Welcome. Hello, happy listeners on this gloomy and sad Sunday evening.
So foggy and
so
mysterious.
Foggy and mysterious and miserable, but we make do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we make do. Anyways, so Jill and I have, well, it's both very freeform and very structured broadcast that we've prepared. Not prepared. somewhat prepared for you today.
We've mentally prepared.
Yeah. This show actually took a lot of emotional preparedness.
Yeah, I feel actually the most centered that I felt probably ever this semester.
Yeah, was coming up with this show and doing it.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm sure this theme is really obvious to you guys, but this is Love Island themed, even though...
Welcome to Love Island.
Even though it went off air like months ago and I'm pretty sure a new season is starting soon. Mm-hmm. This isn't about seasons in general, though.
No. Well, this is just like the vibe of Love Island.
Of Love Island.
And we imagine that we are on an island and Allie and I are the ones who haven't been voted off. So we're the last two survivors of Love Island.
Yeah. It's us and then... Well, we're the finale couple.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, we win the 50,000.
We won the 50,000. We went through all the trials.
And tribulations.
Yes.
We wore a lot of bikinis and poured water onto ourselves.
And yeah, we had monogrammed water bottles that yes. we sipped out of.
And suitcases that had monograms in the same font.
Mm-hmm. And we slept in beds. In a room arranged with 20 beds, or like a lot yes. of beds in it.
Yes.
Yeah, for a month.
And we had a lot of chats.
Mm-hmm. And chats with the girls.
Chats with the girls. And
I don't know where that at. That was more like the one Scottish person who ends up on Love Island.
And we made a lot of connections.
And we were asking ourselves very often what was in our partner's head.
Yeah.
Where's her head at?
Where's her head at? Yeah. Anyways, but what this means is that we're only playing music that was either featured on the latest Love Island episode or music that we think should be on a future Love Island episode.
Imagine our twisted and terrible Love Island.
What would be on ours? Well, first of all, I think that it should actually be on an island, but...
Imagine if Love Island was actually at Tufts.
Oh my God. Imagine if Tufts was an island.
Imagine if Tufts was an island. True.
Imagine love at Tufts.
Imagine if Tish Roof was the balcony in Love Island.
Oh my God.
That's actually very true.
That's so true.
It does give balcony, especially like freshman year, Tish Roof. It's so balcony vibe.
It's so, but they called it the terrace.
The terrace.
Yeah, it's so terrace vibes. Mm-hmm. Just going and you sit there in your PJs having a little chit chat while the guys make you breakfast.
Exactly, where they make you a smoothie or your morning coffee.
Yeah.
But if they don't, it's a really big deal.
My mind just, what do I do? They didn't bring me my coffee?
Oh my God.
Anyways, this is Beg For You. This is New Shapes by Charlie XCX featuring Christine and the Queens and Caroline Polachek, which was featured in an episode in this past season. What?
What?
Anyways, here it is. I ain't got it. What you want? What you want? I ain't got it. What you want? I ain't got it. I don't know why I got a tendency to run away. Don't know why I'm always pushing for a sweet escape. Even though I feel so close, I just can't control how I feel. I'm not got it, be free, need to breathe. But sometimes I need all night, all day. We could fall in love in new shapes, new shapes. What you want? Because we both know that now we are so close, we don't have to
Brain like a star in space. You call it art, but you pulled on the heart and you twisted it into a new shape. Yeah, I'm diving again and again, trying to get up close to you. Fucked if I know how it's gonna end, but honestly life would be better if I never met you in the first place. What you want?
Hello, hello, hello.
Allie, you've been dumped from the island.
because I didn't realize the song was over.
I'm proper mugged off.
I don't know what that means. I'm sorry.
Does it look like I have mug written on my forehead?
The first time I watched Love Island, I genuinely had to go into like Urban Dictionary multiple times to try and figure out some of the words that they were saying.
Yeah, because they're speaking a whole different language.
Yeah.
When I was watching Love Island most recently, I was using it as like a preparatory course for a study abroad.
Oh, that's so smart.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't.
That was like my like immersion.
Cultural immersion?
Yeah.
Pre-cultural immersion? Mm-hmm. Pre-cultural immersion, cultural immersion.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm not studying abroad, so I was just watching it.
Yeah, but you can do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because watching Love Island is actually a very cool thing to do.
Fulfilling. And the other thing is that watching Love Island after, like, the newest seasons when it isn't even, like, ironically funny anymore is... even better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because people say that the original seasons were like actually good television.
Yeah.
But I would say when it's worse, when like it's actively painful to watch.
Yeah.
It's
even better television.
It's even better. Yeah.
Because you don't want a TV show that you actually want to watch the next episode of. You want a TV show where you want to watch like an episode that's like four away from the episode that you're watching. Like you want to be able to skip three.
Right. Yeah, I love that when I watch Love Island, I feel so empowered to press the skip button. Or,
yeah.
Like, I'll just watch, like,
honestly,
maybe the first minute of the show and then, like, skip to the middle, watch a little bit, and then watch the end.
Yeah, exactly. Because it doesn't really matter because they just show, in the finale, they show a recap.
They show a recap, and then they do those games where they watch the beginning parts of the season.
And that's all you need to know because whenever a funny thing happens... they will feature it because they know that there's only so much
drama mm-hmm.
and only so much manufactured drama. Like they play a game of like snog, marry, pie. And it's like, oh, you're not trying to start drama by making people kiss each other.
Then what are you doing?
And also you're starting drama because people are kissing each other because they have to in a game. Okay. This is believable.
That's the genius of Love Island.
It is. Anyways, going back to Love Island, because we were not talking about it in the proper way before, but talking about it in the actual way right now. Jill, if you were on Love Island, what would your walk-on song be?
Well, this is challenging for me because I think you can convey so much with your walk-on song.
I know.
So I think it would be funny to play like a really sad song and people would just be like a little disturbed. So you'd just be like the weird person on the island who's not like everyone else, you know? So I'd probably play like a Wise Blood song just to like throw everyone off.
Which one?
That's such a good question. I haven't really thought about it yet.
Oh, that's okay. Well, whatever song you pick, it'll be the next one you play. But speaking of Wise Blood, she's coming in March to Boston, so you should buy your tickets now. She's playing at the Roadrunner, I believe, right?
Yeah,
she's playing at the Roadrunner.
I think so.
Which means tickets probably won't sell out, TBH.
True.
So you might want to wait, actually, and buy them sooner to the date. Yeah. But
buy them the day before, because that's when prices drop.
That's when prices drop. Or buy them about, like, a week before. People get desperate, you know?
Okay, so I'm thinking maybe I'll do a Perfume Genius song for my walk-on song.
Which song is that?
So I think Without You would also, like, I might start just, like, sobbing while I'm walking on, which would be, like, a really cool look.
Yeah.
Or, like, Other Side, you know, just, like, to, you know, like, when I'm strutting down the, and, like, they'll show, like, my dress.
Yeah. And, like, they'll, like, focus too long on, like, specific parts of your body that might make you uncomfortable and.
But, like,
no need to think about that. Yeah. And, like, long and flowy and, like, slow-mo hair flip. Sorry, I just mimed a hair flip and my mouth moved away from my mic, so. Yeah.
No miming here.
No miming.
You'll just have to visualize.
Yeah. So Jill's walk-on song is Perfume Genius. Which of the two?
I think Other Side.
Other Side. So this is Other Side by Perfume Genius. Please enjoy. Okay. Ooh. That was Other Side by Perfume Genius.
Time for another chat.
I got a text!
Hashtag WMFO.
Hashtag PSA.
Shall we get one?
We'll read
started.
The PSA, yeah. Are there any... So a PSA that I think would specifically apply to Love Islanders is, you know, they're on an island. So
true.
They really should know about storm season emergency preparedness PSA. I can't laugh. It's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your house. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your home. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. But, you know, on the island, as they like to call it, in the villa, they have people bringing them all their food. So if, in case of a storm, they'd be fine. Mm-hmm. They just have horrible
pancakes.
They'd have underpaid PAs running around bringing them snacks.
I wonder what it's like. Has anyone done like a behind the scenes, like what it was like to work on Love Island?
An expose?
I think it's on the way. I would love to see like a Love Island documentary that's like what it's actually like.
Yeah, me too. Because also like I just can't believe that people actually I watch the show, but I watch it after it all comes out. Mm-hmm. I can't believe people watch the show live every single night and like vote on people.
Yeah. It's an insane concept.
It's like such an insane concept.
To throw people on an island for a month. They live there for,
isn't it longer than a month?
Maybe it's like a lot of the summer.
I think
summer.
It's like 8 weeks. Yeah. Six weeks, seven weeks.
That sounds
I think
right.
Week eight. Yeah. 8 weeks.
Yeah. Imagine being on an island for 8 weeks in like and you're not even allowed to explore.
Yeah. You're stuck in like a home with the same people.
Yeah.
And
in like a dorm sort of.
Yeah. You have no space. I've never seen a single one of them reading a book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they can't use the internet?
No.
They just all they have to do is wake up.
Yeah.
Make coffee.
Yeah.
Chat.
And
get their graft on.
Yeah. Find a connection.
Crack on. Wake up, crack on, repeat. That's my new life motto.
I'm not sick. Sometimes I laugh so hard I choke on my saliva. Anyways.
Another day on Love Island.
Just another day on the island. Anyways, because we listened to Perfume Genius, but whoa.
Perfume Genius.
I like really can't speak today.
We're just like so we're just in the Love
mentally
Island.
There. Yeah. Our brains are on vacation.
Vacation.
Our brains are on vacay.
Vacation and
vacation.
And our brains have been smoothed out.
No, they're like the consistency of cake frosting that you could pipe lovely little flowers out of.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is actually a PSA. Be careful. You don't know what's in the frosting of the cakes you're eating. It could be my brain. It could be Jill's brain. It could be rancid butter.
Mm-hmm.
This is a PSA from WMFO Educational Radio Station because we care about you.
We do. And
be careful what you put in your cakes.
Eating our brains.
Yeah.
Because that would be bad.
Happy week before Halloween, everyone. Trick or treat. Anyways, we have to play another song now.
Yeah.
Are we sticking with this theme? This is a conversation we should have had off air. Are we sticking with this theme?
We can, like, you know, I feel like themes always evolve over the course of the hour.
Okay. Absolutely.
We're just, I think in general, we'll
be freeform.
Yeah. That's what we're here to do.
Yeah. So I think, though, that, I just don't know what to play right now. So we can
just play more Perfume Genius.
I was about to say this song that I'm playing right now, this is Grid by Perfume Genius. Please enjoy.
Maybe, baby, you were right. I can
Talking over a song right now, but it'll just be for a moment. I'm just here to let you know that we're having a little vibe shake-up, and now we're playing the best screams in music, specifically in art pop adjacent sphere music. So this is I Love the Valio, and here is the scream.
Until I don't care. so still. So peaceful until you fall in love. Simple, the sky up above. Simple is caving in.
Wow, wow!
You've never been so nuts about a guy. You wanna love, you wanna cry. You cross your heart and hope to die till it's over, and then. Soon again, start another big riot. You blow a fuse, simple, the devil cuts loose, simple, so what's the use?
Wow!
Of falling in love.
Yeah.
Hello.
We are back.
We're back, and we have a little bit of a transition to report to you guys today.
Screaming.
We did a little.
We were screaming.
We were screaming in the studio.
We were so loud.
Yeah. And now we can only speak in ASMR voices.
Because our voices are gone. Because we were screaming.
Because we are only playing music now that we would scream. Again, that was Lock You Up by Charlie X.
Charlie.
This, like, feels like I don't know what I'm doing on my radio show, even though I've been doing this for longer than a year.
It honestly gets more challenging the more you do it, for some reason.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm just so unaware of all my limbs in here.
It's, yeah, once you enter the studio, suddenly your limbs just go...
Yeah.
We just made the same sound.
Yeah. We always make the same noise.
True. I think that's why that's one of the reasons why we're friends. Is one of just, many. Like our vocalizations are very similar.
Yeah, it's really funny.
We have like the same little box inside.
Yeah. And, we have the same range.
Same range. Yeah.
Yeah. Except I do tend towards Valley Girl.
Yeah, and I sound like I'm from the Northeast.
Yeah, you do.
But somehow those two things, the extremes of those two things.
Well, I think it's because I'm a little bit Canadian.
Yeah.
And I do speak a little bit like a Canadian.
That's such a like strange combo. The Valley Girl plus Canadian.
Yeah.
I guess it works. I mean, it clearly.
I guess it works. No, okay, clearly. I guess my voice works. My bad. I didn't realize that I was in a hostile environment.
Not a roast. Not a roast.
Hashtag spread love. Hashtag love island.
I got a text.
I got a text. And the text says that I have to pick a song to play. Oh, of course we're going to Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, naturally. Only.
And I think that, to be honest, we've been playing a lot of songs around this era. Like, this felt like very 2019, right? 3 years ago to mm-hmm. me. So this was my favorite song in that era. So this is I'll Be Your Girl by Carly Rae Jepsen.
You're
So that was Fast Slow Dance by Saint Vincent. And I think that we're just going to play the next few songs back to back because they're just songs that have been on my mind recently. The first song that's going to play next is Skin to Skin by Hyde. Very well known, produces with Sophie, RIP Queen, produced with and now she makes her own music. And it's not that great, but there's like one song in it that I really like. And the other song is gonna be a classic. It's featured on WMFO merchandise that we don't condone selling, but somehow gets around campus. By the esteemed Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Such an important song.
I would say it's actually one of the most important songs, like, ever released. And I'm being completely serious, actually. I love this song so much. It is a hair-blasting, car ride, driving.
Screaming, crying.
Heart-wrenching, heartbreaking, loving.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect song.
Yeah. Throwback to when everyone was listening to it again because of the eclipse. I thought that was funny.
Oh, my God, yeah.
When that time happened, was in the playground and people were listening to it.
Oh, my God.
And I just, it's such a deeply embedded memory for
me. Well, this is Allie and Jill on Sauerkraut Sauerkraut, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Come back again next week. Maybe it'll be Allie and Jill, maybe it'll be Allie and someone else, but who knows? And again, have a good night, everyone, and enjoy your last two songs.
Skin to skin, let her in. Washington, succulent. Bobby Ben, Evanson, drip it in. Open lens, then again, who's your friend? Send them in, now and then. On the inside. If you wanna ride on the second side, come through, come through. Doing a deluxe with a side of fries, sweating through the, take it outside. If you wanna ride on the second side, come through, come through. Be the guy, pick a side. Gemini, Gemini, have a cry. Wipe your eye off my thigh, ride or die.
up and slide. Feeling kinda on the inside. If you wanna ride, I'ma slip and slide. Come through, come through. Doing it deluxe with a side of fries. Sweating through the, take it outside. If you wanna ride, I'ma slip and slide. Come through, come through. Saddle play, night and day. In the hay, yay or nay. Pull the braid. It's okay, it's okay. Disobey, retrograde, renegade. Open late, water spray, holiday. On a tray, lick the blade, lick the blade. Say my name, H plus 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 plus. All the way, rip the lace, know your place. Can you melt the ice? Can you read my
I can do a total eclipse of the heart.